What is a covalent bond?
It's where two atoms share electrons between them.
Hi, my name's Kimiko Holder and I'm the Outreach Manager at SciTech. One of our number one aims at SciTech, but also at the Science Awareness Festival, is actually demonstrating to students how relevant science is to them. Basically, we've invited local science industry members, organisations and universities to come along and showcase the science in their careers. We've got a range of fields. We've got health sciences, we've got astronomy, radio technology, mining industry here as well. We've got customs, we've got the police with the forensics, so we've got a whole range. We've got real life satellite dishes out here to have a look at and telescopes with the Centre for Radio Technology, so there's just some amazing stuff in there.
I'm Rhett, I'm from Geraldton Grammar School and I'm 12.
Will Sturk, 13.
I am Jess Moritz, I'm 13, I come from Geraldton Grammar.
Joe Palmer, I'm 13.
We just saw a video about people trading cocaine.
They use the infrared camera to track down the criminals.
Sees 100 kilograms of cocaine, $150 million.
Street value.
It's street value.
I think this one at the moment is one of my favourite.
This one and the liquid nitrogen back there. We used a balloon and we froze it and then we heated it back up and it came back to its original form.
I like the RoboGals one, where they made this little crocodile and when it sees your hand in front of you, it snaps.
I'm Andy Burrow. I'm the Superintendent of Work Readiness and Education in the Communities Group within Rio Tinto Iron Ore. They've been very positive and enthusiastic. We've seen a lot of inquiring young minds coming past and a lot of interesting questions that people asked about how they get into careers. I think it's been a fun morning for them and also hopefully an instructive one and provided an opportunity for many of them to start thinking about future careers and how science fits into many of those careers. So was a young fellow who was interested to know how he could become a boilermaker and how he should best become trained in that field. So there was a young girl who was interested in getting into environmental science, so she was interested to find out how she could further her career. It's an opportunity to explain to people some of the pathways that things like mathematics and physics and chemistry are part and parcel of daily life, and they're quite important, particularly if you want to get into a technical type of career, be it a trade, be it engineering, be it a science. So I think these are invaluable opportunities for kids to start finding out about careers and how they get there.
I'm Helen Corker. I'm from Sustainable Energy Now. Yeah, we've had a good response. Some of the kids are just interested to see our little model wind turbine spinning around. Some of them saying, yeah, I know what geothermal is, I know what biomass is, and other kids are very much just wanting to know what renewable energy is. Being a career forum, maybe they're looking at industries that are going to be growing in the future, so renewable energy is definitely going to be one of those.
Mine would have to be the Robo Gals. They're quite fun, and the robots, like, really interesting. They were fighting the robots and everything. Yeah, it's very interesting to watch and, like, to figure out how they're made and stuff.
Robot fight!
Robot fight!
Robot fight!
Gee, he's good!
This guy won.
You guys are treating.